make sure you book it as soon as possible.
Peterson Farms seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson says, as expected, 2021 was a widely variable year for farmers.
I think we all ended up a little bit better than we thought we were with some of the heat down the stretch. Some areas turned out really, really well, and others were a little more suspect. So that's what we've been spending a lot of time going over, is just, you know, where yields ended up and why they ended up where they did, and trying to understand that stuff and plan for the future with it. Use it as a positive, and what can we learn from it going into 2022.
Swenson recommends using multi-year data when making those seed decisions.
Multi-year data, you know, it's been an interesting, you know, 3-4 years with the wet cold prior and the heat and dry this year. So really relying on multiple years of data, not just jumping from one to the next, from 1 year to the next, and trying to sort through that stuff. And that's huge. And throwing a hybrid away based off of this year's performance, I think would be a real negative. I think people will be leaving money on the table if they start chasing yield that way.
Well, slow demand.